Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
When did you face as a when one of Andy's guys left? Did you face him? Face your former coach after?
Shoot, you can go with the second year. You know, Sean Payton was here my rookie year.
Yeah, he was. Sean Payton was the quarterback's coach.
Yep. Yeah, under Ray. And when Andy got hired, Sean went to New York.
So he was the OC up there with under Parcells?
Under Fossil.
Fossil, okay.
Yeah, under Fossil. And so we used to see, he probably was the first coach that we I played against that coached on the same team. Hell, who else? The other guys left. Well, when Ron went to, Ron Rivera went to Chicago as a D coordinator.
D coordinator, right.
Was he the first one to leave?
I can't remember these guys leaving. Probably, because Childress was later on.
Yeah, Brad was later.
Right, and Harbaugh was also later on.
Yeah, that was after
on.
I played, yeah.
And he was also a special teams coordinator, so it's a little bit different than all that.
Yeah.
So this is, to be the third game of the year after just winning the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
The previous year is pretty wild, man.
Yeah, they're going to be familiar with each other. I tell you, Doug and Frank, they both probably have had to spend extra time this week trying to come up with different ways to communicate what type of plays they want to run without doing it the way that they're accustomed to doing it, right? Because Frank, you know, Doug has to change his signals for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So it'll be a nice little chess match come Sunday.
Yep.
When Frank knows practice against Jim Schwartz for 2 years, so he's gotten to see his defense. So,
yeah, I'd say that's advantage more Colts than advantage Eagles.
Sure, because you only know really one side of the ball for the Colts. You just know what the offense is going to do. I don't even know who the D coordinator is for the Colts.
I don't know either.
Yeah.
We'll Google that. Some Twitter reaction to the after the first eight games going into the bye week.
Yeah.
Ty says either 7-1 or 6-2. I don't think you lose three of your next six with Carson on the field. Nick says, so you're counting the Panthers as a loss. There's no way 4-4 should be acceptable. 5-3 is a minimum. I would say this, 5-3, I'll be pretty happy. All things being considered with where this team is right now with injuries and the fact that you have a quarterback coming back that.
Hold on, I thought you said 4-4, you'd be happy.
No, I didn't say I'd be happy. I'd say that you can deal with it.
Oh, okay.
4-4, you can deal with it. 4-4, you can work with.
I can't. 5-5, I can work with.
4-4, you could.
I mean, 5-3, not 5-5.
Right.
5-3.
4-4, you could lose two games in the second half and be 10-6, and you're still probably have a home playoff game.
Yeah, you win your division still.
Yep. So from that perspective, I'm almost looking right now. It's not worst case scenario because I think there's a worser case scenario than that. I'm looking at everybody expects the players to come back and get healthy and be fine, but there is another side to that.
Yeah, I think people are okay with the defense. You know, obviously they need to play better than what they played last week. And really that was about giving up the big plays. This still is the number one rushing defense in the league, I believe. And they just can't give up explosive plays. They've done that through 2 weeks through the air. I would advocate having Sidney Jones out there as a starter. I don't know why the Eagles aren't thinking about it. Maybe Jim Schwartz's loyalty to Jalen Mills because of what they went through together last year winning the Super Bowl. I get it. So he wants to give him another opportunity to sort of solidify that position. But, man, we took Sidney Jones in the first round. I mean, we took him in the second round with a torn Achilles for a reason. Like, you took him to be that guy on the outside that can go up and challenge guys at the line of scrimmage.
So right now,
that's why you got him. That's why you took the chance on him.
Right now, you're either seriously considering the move or you're almost one step away from making a change with putting Sidney in.
Oh no, I make the change.
You make the change now.
Yeah, I don't have time to keep waiting. What do you think? I'm gonna watch T.Y. Hilton run up and down the field this week.
Listen, we're going to talk about Jalen Mills coming up in the 3 o'clock hour because he had some words to say about Eagles fans.
Yeah, that's not the only Jalen Mills thing out there, right? Is Sidney Jones and Jalen Mills. We got other stuff with Jalen Mills,
which we'll talk about coming up.
Oh my God!
Let's take some phone calls. Bill and Berwick. Hi, Bill. Hello,
how you
Bill.
Doing, guys?
Hi, Bill.
What up? What up, Bill?
Listen, I want to talk about the coaching staff. I don't hear enough people talking about these guys. I love Peterson, but I'll tell you what. Last season in our Super Bowl run, he did, and the coaching staff did, a miraculous job at something that I don't think is done enough in the NFL, and that's matching your play calling to the talents you have in the field. And he did a great job of that, and they did a horrible job of that last Sunday in Tampa. The entire coaching staff fell flat in their face, in my opinion, because they needed to, where's the RPOs? No RPOs for Nick. They left Mills and Jenkins out there on by themselves going against DeSean Jackson, which you never do. They telegraphed the play so a 14-year vet in Fitzpatrick could see it a million miles away and took advantage of it. And in fact, he beat Peterson and Schwartz all day long because he was smarter than Schwartz on the field. And that's a worry.
I disagree with that, Bill, and here's why. Here's why I disagree with that. The touchdown to DeSean Jackson wasn't a bad defensive call by Jim Schwartz. It was poor execution by Malcolm Jenkins. I mean, that's the reason DeSean Jackson caught that touchdown. What are you going to do, put four people back there? The guy's double covered. I mean, how many people are you going to put back there on DeSean Jackson? You're going to put so many people back there to cover the guy. So you got two guys.
Why wouldn't you put Darby out there? He's the fastest guy, the best cover guy we have. Why wouldn't he be out there?
Because this defense doesn't travel with wide receivers, and they never have. The point is that they have him double covered. If the safety does what he's supposed to do, then maybe that play doesn't happen. Here's the other thing with Doug on the offensive side of the ball. Well, let me give you one more Jim Schwartz thing. The O.J. Howard touchdown. Is that Jim Schwartz's fault? A 10-yard pass that goes 75 yards? That's Jim Schwartz's fault? It's not Jim Schwartz's fault. And I don't necessarily blame Jim Schwartz for not blitzing more. If I call a blitz and we can't execute it and it costs me a 75-yard touchdown, I'd be gunshot too. I'd be gunshot at blitz with those weapons out there too.
Fitzpatrick showed that even when they work getting pressure on him, he was able to get rid of the ball to the open receiver easily.
He threw two deep balls. The first one to DeSean and a late one to DeSean.
Mm-hmm.
The rest of the stuff was underneath.
It was. Yep.
That was all underneath stuff. Now, we need guys that can get up and challenge wide receivers and stop giving guys cushion. Like, that's what we need guys to be able to do.
And you're speaking to Jalen Mills
on that. Yes. That's what you need to be able to do. And Doug.
Well, it sure seemed like Fitzpatrick knew that was what he would be able to do, right?
Oh, yeah. They look at it on film. If these guys are going to play 10 yards off, 12 yards off, then we're just throwing, what they call it, fish in a barrel. That's all that is, right? Mm-hmm.
Shooting fish in a barrel.
Yeah, you know what I meant. See, I told you we mixed up.
Fire in the bottle.
And Doug, I got to get Doug a little bit of a break. I know everybody wants to talk about the Dallas Goedert and Joshua Perkins thing. When Joshua Perkins more than likely was not an original part of the game plan. When you lose Mike Wallace that early in the game, like, I heard Ray Diddy talking about this earlier, and I got to disagree with him. Like, the coach isn't going to all of a sudden change his game plan. That's difficult for an offense to do. You've been practicing a certain game plan all week, and now you're going to change the game plan in the middle of the game? Like, you're not going to do that just to get Dallas Goedert on the field.
Yeah.
They didn't lose because they didn't play Dallas Goedert. They lost because they gave up big plays, and they lost because they couldn't get out of their own ways with penalties.
They were sloppy.
Yes, that's why they lost. They didn't lose because they didn't play Dallas Goedert.
Yeah, I agree. Because Perkins actually had some receptions and yards.
He had the penalty on the punt return.
Yeah,
okay, it's his first game action. This coming from a guy. Believe me, I've had my penalties, fair share of penalties on special teams, especially early in my career.
Legal block in the back, number 58.
Yeah, exactly. It's happened before.
Oh, is that Reese again?
Well, here's the thing. When you're a young player, You want to go out there and show the coaches that you're giving effort and you want to do what they've coached you to do all week.
Try to do too much.
So you're trying to do too much.
Yeah.
That's it was an unnecessary, what an egregious block in the back. It was just unnecessary.
Right.
It was unnecessary. So,
which a lot of punt returns that you see the big gains are, it's not even affecting the play, right?
Right. It's like, dude, he wasn't going to make the tackle anyway. What are you doing? But he's on film trying to show, look, coach, I'm doing what you coached me to do.
Right.
And that happened. So, I mean, I didn't know who the hell he was prior to Sunday, but.
Now we do.
Now we know who, I want to keep calling him Paul Turner. What is his name?
I'm not telling you.
Joshua Perkins.
Perkins, yes.
Oh, man.
888-729-9494.
I've seen a picture of him. They didn't have a picture of him Sunday.
No, it just had the nothing.
Right? You know when you normally do something, they had your profile there. I don't even know who he is.
No, the producers were Googling, being like, isn't there an image of this guy? 888-729-9494. We'll come back. Hey, we have L.A. coming up soon. Larry Anderson in his usual spot on Wednesdays. Because, listen, the Philly season isn't necessarily over yet. We're not going to try to sell that today.
We're not dead yet.
But I've already started to look ahead to next season, and we'll get some opinions on L.A. on what he thinks about that.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.